In our catechism questions, we're on question 55, and that is the sixth commandment. What is the sixth commandment? Thank you, Justin. Deuteronomy 5:17. That's not easy to say. Even when you're older, it's not easy to say that word. Question number 56. What does the sixth commandment teach us?
To avoid hatred, all that leads to it, and all that follows from it.
What is the proof?
Matthew 5:21-22. You have heard that it was said to those people, "Shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of judgment." But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment.
What's the additional proof?
1 John 3:15. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life.
Amen. Thank you, Esther. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. We break God's law when we are hateful to people. It's a sin to say and to do and to think hateful thoughts about other people. Do you know? I didn't know when I was a boy. But did you know that it's a sin to fight with your brothers and sisters? You remember, I think I told you the story about the time when I got a new fishing pole, went fishing and caught a fish, and my brother went to take the fish off the hook and he dropped it, fell in the water, and I hit him with my pole and broke my new fishing pole. And that's only one of the things that I've done in my life. This has been a problem for me, being hateful with my attitudes and getting angry at people. Not only as a boy, but later on getting older. We also break God's sixth commandment when we say mean and hateful things to people. It's sinful when we try to hurt people with our words. Jesus said, if you call somebody raca, in the passage that Esther read from Matthew chapter 5, it continues, he speaks about calling people raca and fool. You know, raca is another way or another kind of like calling someone a moron or a retard. Not a nice word. It's a bad word. And he says, if you do that and you call people raca or you call them a fool, or whatever words you call them, Brianna, if you call your grandmother, your grandfather bad words and bad names, it's a sin. And it's like murder. It's like killing them. Jesus said, when you call people bad names, you put yourself in danger of going to hell. It's serious. Have you ever heard the expression, I know the adults have, if looks could kill? Heard that expression? Looks could kill. I'd be dead. Sinful attitudes and emotions sometimes come out in our expressions, on our faces. Some of us need to be very careful because looks do kill when they reflect a sinfully angry heart. The only answer for hateful people who speak hateful words and really have a murderous heart is they need a new heart. That's what happened to me. The Lord gave me a new heart. God takes away our hard, hateful, selfish, sinful heart, and He gives us a new heart. Brianna, He gives us a new heart that's sensitive to people, a heart that's loving and kind and sensitive and tender, so that we're careful what we say to others. And if something comes out of our mouths that's not right, or we even the look sometimes, when we look a certain way and things are not right, God makes us sensitive to those things so that we ask the Lord to forgive us if we've been angry and sinfully mean in our hearts towards others. Children, this isn't, when I say children, as one of the oldest in the church, I'm talking to all of you. children. It's very serious. It's very serious how we think and talk and act. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray again. Our Father, oh, that you would help all of us, but especially that you would help our teenagers and our young people and our children. Please help Brianna and Justin and Esther and Faith and Jesse. Help them with their words and their thoughts and their looks and their attitudes. And not only them, O God, help us with our attitudes and our thoughts and our reactions. Please forgive us for our failures. May we not be like the devil, who is a murderer from the beginning, that we would not be hateful to one another. Please forgive us for the times when we have been hateful. Lord, change us. Give new hearts to all who hear me this morning. Please help us. In Jesus' name, amen.